Shalom, אנחנו נקרא.
Hello, we'll be reading different excerpts from the sources about the 9th of Av. We'll continue with quote number 24. You may ask questions on Kab.tv and we will air selected questions. So, item 24 from the article The Peace by Bala Sulam. Our sages said that God did not find a vessel to hold the blessings for Israel but peace. Thus, as long as self-love and egoism exist among the nations, Israel too will not be able to serve the Creator in purity, in bestowal upon others, as it's written in the expansion of the worlds, of the words, and you will be to me a kingdom of priests. In the essay The Aravut, we see from experience, for the coming to the land and the building of the temple could not persist and receive blessings that the Creator had sworn to our fathers. This is why they said, God did not find a vessel to hold a blessing, meaning that thus far Israel did not have a vessel to hold the blessing of the fathers. Therefore, the oath that we can inherit the land for eternity has not been fulfilled, since world peace is the only vessel that enables us to receive the blessing of the fathers, as in the prophecy of Isaiah.
Meaning, as until we accompany all the people in the world, the nations of the world, to connection, the third temple, as we call it, Messiah, correction of the world, will not be revealed in our role, but ultimately, only after we will care about and realize the correction in the nations of the world. This is condition. The first and second temples were shattered on purpose, just like in the world of Nekudim, because otherwise there wouldn't have been able to be a corrected, clear, complete vessel. So we need to see in the shattering of the first and second temples a preparation for the building of the third temple. And the building of the third temple, meaning a complete kli, it's not a building, a structure, it's a complete connection between the people in the world, between all the souls. This is called to receive a blessing. The blessing of the patriarchs means to connect all the people in the world together, so in them specifically the Creator will appear, and we, the people of Israel, are only as a rosh that accompanies this process. Questions? None.
Again, excerpt number 24, Bala Sulam, article The Peace. Our sages said that God did not find a vessel to hold the blessing for Israel but peace. Thus, as long as self-love and egoism exist among the nations, Israel too will not be able to serve the Creator in purity, in bestowal upon others, as it's written in the explanation of the words, and you will be to me a kingdom of priests, in the essay The Aravut. We see this from experience, for the coming of the land and the building of the temple could not persist and receive the blessing that the Creator had sworn to our fathers. This is why they said, God did not find a vessel to hold the blessing. Meaning that thus far Israel did not have a vessel to hold the blessing of the fathers.
There's nowhere where to receive the revelation of godliness, the attitude of the upper force towards us, to Israel. There isn't. Where? Where will you receive it? This where is everyone. It's the whole world. It's all the corrected souls, or at least those that are prepared for correction.
Therefore, the oath that we can inherit the land for eternity has not been fulfilled, since world peace is the only vessel that enables us to receive the blessing of the fathers, as in the prophecy of Yeshayahu.
I think we are coming closer to that. At least we are thinking about it. And I think we're the only ones in our time that are dedicating time to this and the dissemination and our strength to somehow advance to a state where everyone will know about the purpose that this is mandatory.
No.
To what extent, according to what we say, is the dependence of the nation of Israel, meaning those that study Kabbalah, to what extent do they depend on the nations of the world?
100%. What is the question? It's your kli, your vessel. How can it be that the Rosh functions without a goof, without a body? Where does it perform actions? How does it work? Where? If not in the goof, in the body. He has to prepare the goof, raise it from the shattered state, organize it according to the correct structure. He has to give corrections to these vessels, so it will be there in the light of Chassadim, then to be able to receive the light of Chochmah in there, so the Creator will be revealed. The Creator is revealed in the Guf. The Rosh only plans these things, and only prepares them. We are the teachers, instructors, parents, but the actions of the correction and the revelation is in the Guf, and the Guf is not the nation of Israel, it's the nations of the world. Therefore, there's a big difference between the third temple that we have to advance towards. If not in its time, I shall hasten it. And we are in this time right now. It's a state. That's why the more we make corrections in this, meaning dissemination and bringing people closer, this is all very important.
But the Rosh is the people of Israel, the nation of Israel.
People, the nation, it's a question. What is it? On what stages can we advance to building this people, this nation? 90% of our actions are towards this people, but in truth, we have to invest more and more in the nations of the world, in our explanation.
Only in explaining this, isn't there a way for us as the Rosh to plan to start with it, to plan every step?
What we will do by ourselves is in our internality, and what we should do physically in our world, practically, is dissemination. Dissemination of the knowledge of connection, not more than that. Don't advertise the wisdom of Kabbalah, don't advertise yourself. Advertise that connection is the only form that saves the world. That's it.
But how will the nations of the world understand what the Creator... He blessed Israel only with...
They don't need to understand. They don't need to know it. He only explained to them what they need to be, what the goof needs to know, that in its connection, among all of its parts, it comes to the good state. According to how the goof is built and what it needs to do, this is what you explain. Why are you introducing to them a method and something more? They don't even need to know about Israel. They need to know the connection is good. The next stage, later, they'll understand that it comes from Israel. Okay?
Okay, great, thanks. Jews that live in Israel, are they part of the Rosh or part of the Guf?
They're seemingly part of the Rosh, but not that it needs to stop us from turning to the nations of the world.
So we have two Gufim, two bodies.
you also have 10 sefirot in the Osh, different parts. There are those who are there passively, there are stages for in the development, in the building, construction of the Osh. We are not in the people, we are shattered. The Osh is shattered, but in order to raise us, there's work in the Osh itself, in the Guf, for the Guf to demand from the Osh, and you see that the Guf demands negatively from the Osh, anti-Semitism and so on. So we have to explain to the Guf how to correctly behave with the Osh in order to obligate the Osh to organize itself properly.
So those that live today in Israel, they're part of the future corrected Osh?
A part of the Osh that is not corrected yet.
And when it will be corrected, what will be the difference between them and the Rosh of today? Is there a division in the Rosh?
They'll connect. I don't know. I guess they will connect. I'm not interested in talking about the future form. I also can't say what is the people of Israel today, the nation of Israel. I don't know where the 12 to 10 tribes, I don't know who else is going to be joining this. Maybe a few billions will connect together to be a Rosh. I don't know. These things are still... So in spirituality, we don't have a clear part like in corporeality, where this part is called a Rosh, a head, and this is a hand, and this is a leg, and this is a body. No, in spirituality... Rosh and Guf, head and body, are intermixed, and in every place you have a part of the Rosh and part of the body, like these cells. And of course, they're all connected together, all the parts of the Rosh, but they're also present in all the parts of the body. We don't draw it in the Book of the Ilan, but that's how it is. There's also a direct and inverse connection between the Osh and the Guf. Each part works from the Osh to the Guf, from the Guf to the Osh, because the Osh feels the Guf. It's not in a way that you're here and they're there. It's not for nothing that all the 10 tribes are included of all the nations of the world. It has to be revealed yet.
That the goof doesn't need to know about Israel. But we do explain to the Guf, we do explain to the nations of the world that we should pressure Israel, that
this is one avenue of dissemination. The second avenue is for them to know that the integral connection between everyone is for the benefit of everyone and for the correction of the world. This is clearer, easier to understand, and easier to present.
Another question. Are there examples in nature where the body of an organism is pressuring the Rosh?
All of nature. Turn not just to ecologists that speak of the general world or philosophers. In every science, you have a part that works in general, and there they say that the world is round and all the parts are interconnected. These are things that are that everyone can accept quite simply. I don't know how to explain it further. Every housewife can understand the world is round and interconnected, and all the still vegetative animate are interconnected and interdependent. We will learn it now from the backside of it, from the opposite side, from the blows. Things disappear, stuff happens in the oceans, what happens on one edge of the world, on Earth, and what happens to others. we will later discover how much we are connected to the universe, the cosmos. What we're doing here causes various phenomena to come from space, from the sun. Maybe we'll discover that it's all as a result of our own functioning, that the world is really round in all directions.
Also, maybe a few words about the talk you had yesterday with the evangelist yesterday, that there are like millions of people that have, you could say, an opinion that's below reason, that supports Israel, supports the Jews.
Yeah, yesterday I had a talk. There was an evangelical priest that came here. Is it from Vancouver? Canada?
Yes.
He looked American, but then I understood that he was Canadian. And he's part of a huge part of the population that is evangelical, that supports this. This is like influence from above. Those are people who are not connected to Judaism or the Torah of Israel or nothing. They took upon themselves tendency to support Israel, and he gets here many times. They contribute, they donate a lot of money and resources, and their whole life is about settling the people of Israel in the land of Israel, because by returning the people of Israel to the land of Israel, they will bring about the arrival of the Messiah. And this faith in them is very strong. It's below reason. That's how we accept it, and that's how we are working. And it's stuck. These are very serious, very modern people. This is not some. It's highly educated, well known. Chaim, tell everyone about him.
He's an activist evangelist touring the world and explaining the message that you need to support the land of Israel, the people of Israel, and you need to bring all the Jews to Israel. He's very knowledgeable in everything related to the writing, the scripts, but he's not detached from reality. He's modern. Person that lives in our world, but he took upon himself this mission to help the people of Israel come to the land of Israel, and he's trying to convince everyone, both the Jews and the Christians and the politics. He tries to explain to them. He initiates different internet initiatives, organizations.
He wrote to Trump, spoke with Trump. So it's possible that through them we can also do something for the connection of the people of Israel. Of course, it's necessary, worthwhile. Okay, next. We have a little bit more time.
Item.
But this is a very important excerpt. He says that all the results have to take place in the nations of the world when they connect, and they connect to Israel. So our work is to make them at least know the future, the direction, their task.
Item number 25, Baal HaSulam, a speech for the completion of the Zohar. Our generation is the generation of the days of the Messiah. This is why we have been granted the redemption of our holy land from the hands of the foreigners. We have also been rewarded with the revelation of the Book of Zohar, which is the beginning of the realization of the verse, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord. And they will teach no more, for they will know me from the least of them unto the greatest of them. Yet with those two we have only been rewarded with the giving from the Creator, but we have not received anything into our own hands. Instead, we have been given a chance to begin with the work of the Creator, to engage in Torah and Mitzvot Lishma. Then we will be granted the great success that is promised to the generation of the Messiah, which all the generations before us did not know. And then we will be rewarded with a time of reception of both the complete attainment and the complete redemption.
And this is why we need to see ourselves as a group who is engaged in the correction. And our question is only to push the world towards correction. This is our primary task. And as much as we, or the more we try to realize it, we will be rewarded with being the functioning part of creation, the Rosh, head of creation. And this is our work, to build ourselves as quickly as possible out of correct tens as one ten, and bestow like that to everyone. But it's clear that we are in the times of the Messiah, and this is what is appearing from with each passing day. We will see it, that this is indeed what is happening. And the main thing is dissemination. This is our work, and it doesn't matter what we get out of it in response. I disseminate. Correct, incorrect, I understand, I don't understand, I feel, I always learn that we need to learn from our actions and continue, and not despair, both in the form of our connection in the tens, because it depends on how much we disseminate ourselves to Israel and the nations of the world. And like that, sometimes we influence more Israel, other times the nations of the world. Yet more other times we are closed in ourselves, like Baal Salam says. Sometimes to take it out of the head, then out of the heart, and then pull him out by the hair, pull him out by the heart, from the waters of the flood. And that's how we advance. That's an allegory. And let's hope that we will put in all the necessary forces. But don't pay attention to the reaction. We don't know what needs to be the result. We feel the reaction, I feel it in the correct vessels, but we feel it in our egoistic vessels that are shattered a thousand ways, and they're so complex in how they're broken that you can't even understand from it that it belongs to the correction and belongs to the work and into which direction, but rather in advance we have to take upon ourselves the direction and follow this path as an ox to the burden and a donkey to the load. What he's saying here and in the previous excerpt, we have to just take it and do it. And those who do it without any questions will succeed more. And if I succeed, or whether I succeed or not, that should be left for last.
In comparison to the importance of dissemination, I wanted to mention that we are in the middle of a campaign of the 9th of Av, and there are many, many friends of ours all around the Israeli clique that there's an awakening, they're spreading, they're working together, they're sharing different content. Regardless of the result, there's like a feeling of awakening, a mutual awakening together, and today we're going to have another action to do towards this topic, so we invite everyone to participate and be part of this.
That's very important. And this year we feel that we are more connected to these times. It means that we are integrated with the world. This is good. Gilad.
Also
in relation to dissemination, there's going to be a special event today, women from Petah Tikva, and then later on we'll have an event that will be also wider, but they're going to get together to hear about different roles in dissemination, a very interesting meeting where each woman will be able to find her role, especially in dissemination. So today for the Petah Tikva women, and then it will expand from here to everywhere else.
Good. United VG. United Virtual Group.
Hello, friends. I'd just like to use this opportunity to invite everyone to the Arvut team, as usual. A meeting of all the friends. 6 a.m. as a preparation for the Congress, and today Dnepr. We're going to talk about the content of the Congress, how it was born, what stage it's in. All the friends must be there, since it's related to... You connect as usual through the Zoom.
You're sending me a link?
Yes, I'll send you a link, of course.
I'd
like to give a short update about the schedule of the 9th of Av.
לוז תשעה באב, סופה שקרוב, יום שבת
ורישון.
אז נתחיל עם יום שבת.
Schedule starting on Saturday, the 10th of August. We'll start the preparation for the lesson as usual. Quarter to four. Till four preparation and four to eight is the lesson. That's a regular Saturday lesson. And then gathering of children and parents from 8:15 to 9 a.m. and then 9:15 to 10, we're going to have a meal. And then, so the morning schedule for Saturday is the same. Afternoon, lesson starts at quarter to 4 instead of quarter to 3, an hour later. The lesson will go from 4 to 7.
We'll be able to finish in half an hour.
Yes, we finish usually in 25 minutes.
And then a 30-minute lesson.
So right after, we'll go up to the to the study hall for another lesson.
Beginning of the Megillah.
Then we will be reading the Megillah. It won't be broadcasted, it's going to be here. Sunday we're going to have a regular morning lesson from 3 to 5, and from 5 to 6 we're going to be having in Petah Tikva we're going to be reading the Megillah, and for the world clear there's going to be a recorded lesson. And then in the evening, we're not going to have Yeshivat Chavarim, we're going to have a lesson from 6:30 to 7:30.
Really? What kind of lesson? That's Sunday already. A regular lesson? Tikkun Ezor and Tess?
Maybe a Nivsi can continue.
Okay, לוזים נשלחו כמובן בוואטסאפ סביבה טובה וכל הפרטים גם
schedules are sent in WhatsApp סביבה טובה, of course.
We should have a special lesson. It's right after the reading of the Megillah. Yes, Leo.
מחר בצהריים יש שיעור
tomorrow evening there's a lesson parshat shavua, if I understand correctly, if we're still in that plan.
I think we should go, we should have an annual cycle and have the weekly portion before every Shabbat. So other than those times I'm not here, we can study it in other days.
I have to say that last week was very special and interesting, different than our previous lessons that we have during the week. Has special taste. I also want to hear from you. How did you experience the lesson?
I'm happy because this is a topic that we're not normally dealing with. We'll try to connect as much as possible what the Torah is talking about to our spiritual stages as much as possible. It appears to be interesting to everyone, both to women and children and men and the general public. We're not going to go too deep into things, but
yeah.
In 90 minutes, we can scrutinize a lot.
First of all, we invite the friends from the groups in Israel to come here, to sit here. I don't see any reason that this hall shouldn't be full. It's a convenient hour, and
I'm not limiting anyone.
Of course, I'm just inviting everyone. You should definitely come and be included.
But I do hope that you'll be participating in it more.
In what way?
In such a way that there will not be two questions that are too general, but rather to how to actualize, implement the weekly portion in the spiritual work, not in our day-to-day, which is how we typically interpret the Torah, but not... to interpret it according to ethics or relationship, corporal relationship, but rather the ascending of man towards the Creator, because the Torah is the changes that we receive by the reforming light, and each time we ascend to the level of correction.
Just to add and say that right after the lesson, we're going to have a seat. For the meal, you need to register to this meal. You can register through a link we'll send to everyone in the WhatsApp, so no problem. Everyone's invited.
Okay. That's it? Nothing more. No questions, no comments.
Rav Shaila Kazot, Aim Midat Achrayut Shel Kvutza Shelanu Klapei Tikun Ha'olam Yoter Gdola.
Responsibility of our group to the correction of the world.
I'm not doing these comparisons. It's not a question. Please don't ask me such questions. With respect to such groups and other groups, it's. I can't answer it. I don't understand. Anything about it. Where I think I understand, I probably understand even less. This is experience that you will get on the way, gradually. We need to do our work, not to ask as an ox to the burden, a donkey to the load. Look how precise are the rewards, and if you do it, we'll succeed. And with that,
a few announcements to conclude. This evening we'll have a lesson at 5:30 to 7 p.m. will be broadcasted on Sviva Tova. From unity to the one, we're inviting all of our students to a convention in Kishinev, Moldova, 6 to 8 of September. For registration and enrollment, go into our website, kabbalah.info/convention. We're having a lesson with Dr. Lightman on the weekly portion of the weekly Torah portion. All the friends from the groups are invited from 1:30 to 3 p.m. on Friday in Beit Kabbalah Al-Am, Petach Tikva. That will conclude. Thank